Nice to see you. Let's talk about the Jets.
The things that, other than the obvious personnel aspects of it, what are some of the things that they do on the defensive side of the ball, particularly when it comes to stopping the run, that make them as good as?
Well, they're all pretty big, physical guys, so got some really good players over there, especially in the front. You know, good run technique, and certainly a lot of the scheme is built to stop the run. So they're very good defense, and I think Coach said they were fourth rated in the league and one of the best first down defenses in the league, which leads to second and longs, which leads to third and longs, and then they get their blitz packages going. So they're you can't really fall asleep at any point against this defense because they got a lot of negative plays in the run game, and they create, you know, disruption in the pass game too. So, you know, we played them in week two, had a tough time against them. Wasn't a good performance by our team or by our offense, certainly. By our team, it was actually pretty good. Our defense played great, but, you know, we're going to have to go out and do a lot better this week.
Tom, how difficult is it for you with, you know, the pieces kind of falling down around you on defense and offense to keep this in mind?
Yeah, we faced some different challenges. And I think in the NFL, a lot of teams face challenges. It's just really how you deal with them. And, you know, we've lost some guys, dealt with some issues like, you know, every other team. So we're handling them okay. I mean, we're 5-1, which is a decent start. Doesn't really get you anywhere at this point. And I think we're still looking to make improvements. I think is the most important thing, to try to improve every day in practice and the walkthroughs. And ultimately, hopefully, it translates to better execution over the course of the season. But we're not really where we need to be right now. We're trying to get there.
I mean, you have been the constant here over the years. Does this put more of a burden on you with so many injuries around you?
Well, I mean, part of my job description is to, you know, it's what it's been for a long time. And regardless of who's out there with me or, you know, other captains that, you know, have gotten injured or different guys that have come and gone, I mean, that happens with every team too. So, you know, I've just been fortunate to be here and see my way through a lot of it and try to be a good example, be a good leader, and certainly try to play well. That's the number one thing. That's how you probably stick around, is play as best you can. And, you know, we've been lucky to, you know, be here and play in a place that I really love to play for, a team that I love to play for.
Tom, how do you sort of reconcile the emotions of, like, shoot, we just, you know, lost a key guy, and you, like you said, you've seen this before, but also move forward, you know, to do that job?
Yeah. It's you know, when you lose someone like, you know, we did with Vince or Gerard, or it's tough. But I'd say, you know, a lot of teams deal with it too, so you don't want to feel sorry for yourself. What you realize is someone's got to fill in and do the job, and that's, as much as you hate to lose guys, there's nothing you can do about it. And the season doesn't end, and you got to keep fighting on, just as they would want us to, just like, you know, they did when I went out, just like they did when guys like Rodney went out, or, you know, we lost some pretty key critical guys over the years. Ty Law got hurt at one point. I mean, there's a lot of guys who have been injured. You just got to try to fill the spot, and other guys got to pick up the slack, and hopefully our execution on offense is better. That would take some pressure off the defense, who've been playing great all year for us.
Tom, you always seem, people have said, this calm when you're facing, you know, like a situation 2 minutes to go, getting out on the field against the Jets last year, a big comeback. Are you as calm as you appear in those situations? And is it important for you to convey that sense of calmness to your other teammates so they have confidence that, you know, everything will work out?
Well, yeah, and I've been around for a little bit, so I've been in these situations, and good execution usually solves a lot of the issues. And when you're not executing well, you don't score many points. So I think you're just trying to focus on really what the situation is and not what has happened over the course of the game. So you get in a situation where you need a touchdown at the end. That's the situation you're in. You talk about those situations. You know, you go through in your head the type of plays you're going to run, the type of reads I'm going to make, the type of defenses you're going to see, and then you go out and you try to execute. So, and everyone does that, from the quarterback to the offensive line. We have meetings about those types of things. So when those situations come up, no one's really surprised. You just focused on what you need to do, and you go out there and you try to execute it.
And nobody ever really feels pressure that you can tell from any of your teammates that, oh, God, we have to cut through here or else?
Well, this is a game of pressure. I mean, we're always – it's a pretty pressurized environment, especially around here on a daily basis. So there's not much time where we get to, you know, take breaks and, you know, go. It's just pedal to the metal from the moment we report to training camp to the end of the football season. And guys get tired, you get worn down, but you got to fight through it. You got to be mentally tough enough to just grind through it. And it feels like a regular season Wednesday today, and we've been at it for a while, but there's no letting up. We just got to try to keep making improvements.
Tom Bill the other day mentioned the fact that Austin Colley's been staying two and a half hours late, just trying to pick up everything, cram course. Are you doing some of that this year, helping guys staying later than you normally would just to try and help a lot of guys catch up?
I feel like I try to do whatever we need to do and whatever it takes and whatever guys need from me. So, you know, the job is really never finished. You only have so many days, so many hours in a day, and you try to commit those hours to the places where you think you need it the most. Sometimes it's treatment. Sometimes it's more film. Sometimes it's staying extra to throw more. Sometimes it's, there's lots of things that come up. So you're just trying to be as prepared as you can every week. And however that falls on a given week, you know, it ends up being a little bit different. But we got to do whatever it takes. I think that's the important thing, is to whatever we need to do to be on the same page with our communication, with so we can execute better. That's what we're focusing on.
Have you noticed, though, players staying longer and trying to make up that gap, make up any gap that there might be?
Yeah, we started earlier this year. I mean, we start pretty early in the morning, so guys always joke, start earlier and stay later. That's, you know, what this year has been about. That's what it takes. You gotta put it in, and there's no way that can do it for you. You gotta do whatever it takes to make the improvements you need to make. So we started off offensively pretty slowly, and hopefully we're building towards something that is better. But ultimately that's decided on how we play, every week. And we get a test every week, whether you win or lose. You got a chance to come back next week and do it better. And we're 5-1, and we're really trying to get to 6-1.
Tom, yesterday Bill was asked about your boys, and he added that you have a vision for the game. He said you can come to the sideline and kind of recount what took place. Everything you say you saw shows up on videotape afterwards. Have you always had that vision for the game, or where does it come from, looking back on that, when it really developed, when you could really see the field and everything that was happening in front of you?
I don't think about that too much. I don't know what other guys go through. I just kind of know what's natural for me. So I'm just trying to go back and make the right read, find the open guy. And, we try to put pressure on the defense in different ways and try to, find where the weak spots are and make those plays. So I'm not sure. It's probably good that I don't think about it.
Tom, Bill, looks like Bill, you picked up a little mark there. Any idea where that came from?
Yeah, I know. Now I got in the game at some point. One of those dirty players from this and out. It happens.
Tom, what have your impressions been of Austin Colley? I know he's only been here a short time, but, he was able to come in that final drive and make a couple plays. Has he adapted pretty quick?
Yeah, he got a chance the other day, and we were just joking, walking off the field, and he's like, man, that was a practice, we were getting after it today. And I said, well, you could be sitting at home, and just watching other guys go, man, the Patriots sure had a great win the other night, or you can be out there the one making the plays. And he did it. He had a chance to come in. His number was called, and he came in and did a great job. So, he asked really good questions. He's trying to really figure out what we do, which is different than some of the things that he's done in the past, really trying to understand and find a role for himself. So, I've been really positive and encouraged with, his work ethic. And, it's quarterback. You always want guys out there that you trust. And certainly me throwing him the ball in those critical situations shows you how comfortable I am with him.
Bill also said yesterday on the call that you had that poise all the way back when you were young, and he mentioned the Oakland Tuck Rule game. You went in there and you were poised. And were you as poised then as a first-year starter, as he kind of said, or have you always had that?
I went to a big school, so there was 110,000 people that came to our games in college. So I learned pretty early, I came here and there's 65,000 people. It's like, man, where is it? It's half the stadium. So it's just, you try to be in those pressurized situations and put a lot of pressure on yourself to perform well. And practices have always been important. You just try to do your best every single day. And I'm usually not very much fun to be around, you know, at practice or in the game, because, you know, I don't joke around much, or, you know, I'm pretty focused on our execution and what we need to do and what we need to do better. And, hopefully guys understand that and they try to get better too. But, you know, we've been making progress. We're 5-1. We've got this week's as big as any game we played all season. And it's our second one against the Jets. It would do great things for us in the division. And, you know, we know how challenging it is to play against those guys. And they're very well coached. They got a great defense. They play well offensively at times this year. So it's going to be a good challenge.
Tom, you guys face a lot of different challenges this year. How prepared are you to make adjustments to the 4-1 offense if Rob does end up playing this week?
I mean, our offense is kind of what it is. And, you know, who knows when he's going to be out there. I feel like I've been saying it every week. You know, it's... If he's out there, great. If he's not, you know, we got to go out and win anyway. So I'm trying not to think about that too much.
Tom, Willie Colon was quoted in the New York papers today saying he hates the Patriots. At this point in your career, does that stuff faze you at all?
Not much fazes me with the Jets, Patriots at this point, or Yankees, Red Sox. Or, you know, I've been around to hear the banter that goes back and forth, and it's a healthy rivalry, and it's because, you know, both cities take a lot of pride in winning, and you know, we love our sports, so it should be an exciting weekend.
Tom, going back to Austin for a minute, it's kind of my impression that guys aren't thrown into the fire here and he'll only play them if they're prepared to play. Is that maybe an exception to the rule because of extenuating circumstances with him?
Well, the role that he was put into, he was pretty comfortable with at that point. So, you know, it wasn't like let's go in there and, you know, run 85 plays. You know, he got put in for a specific role and did a great job with the things that he was asked to do. So, you know, he's been building slowly since the day he got here, but he's really been working hard at trying to understand how we do things. And certainly the other night he was doing things that we were all comfortable with him doing. So, thank you, guys.